Good morning. Welcome to the Dogman Underground podcast. And I think we got a pretty cool topic this morning. What is it that your dog should be able to do before you begin protection work? That's a really good, you know, what age, what should it be able to do? So let's start out by defining what protection work is. So for me, protection work begins the first time I tell a dog no. We're actually starting protection work right then. So I think what a lot of people mean is agitation, right? Because that's one aspect of protection work. Impulse control, handling, all of, threat display, so many of these things are really important. And are all part of protection work. So for me, it starts with, you know, I think it's best to get a puppy at about 8 weeks old and raise the puppy correctly. But what should your dog be able to do, or how old should it be when you start, and I guess you would say the antagonizing work? And again, the answer to that is I start them very, very young in that. I don't mean we don't antagonize the dog, but when a dog displays some form of suspicion, is activates naturally into a state of defensive drive, starting about 6 months or so, I will insert the word that I'm going to use later, right, and praise them for activating. This is like hobo training. I'm not forcing them to do anything. There's a lot of different scenarios that could happen. You could do this in the car. You could do this, you know, with people walking up. And then also, at the same time, when you're doing this, is also installing the off switch, right, where you can shut the dog off and also praise them. So this starts at about 6 months old. And I guess you could say that that's a form of agitation. But it's very light. So one of the things you want to do is you want to be able to, you know, read your dog and how stable it is. I mean, some dogs you're not going to be able to or shouldn't be bringing to high levels of agitation because they just can't take it. And so you need to be conscious of all this, all of this kind of stuff. But, you know, generally, as far as agitation, you know, a year, a little bit more than a year, 14 months old, something like that. You can start doing some actual lighting the dog up on a person in formal agitation, you know, something like that. And again, you got to make sure you don't push the dog too hard because we're dealing with this isn't prey drive. We're dealing with a different chemistry set here. So, you know, it's not a real clear defined answer other than, you know, just some general principles. And I would say, again, I would get a puppy. Not that you have to, but I think it's best if you get a puppy and you raise it, because for me, the training process is really a raising process. Sure, there might be like set training times, right? Especially when you're putting a dog through a little boot camp when they're about 6 months old or so. But there's so much more that can be done, and it's just what I call hobo training, you know, the impulse control, coming in and out of doors, in and out of gates, in and out of the car. All of this is opportunities for me to get my dog to wait and hold on until I tell it's okay to go. Meal time is training time, right? Being able to hold your dog off the food, make them wait. Being able to call your dog off the food once it's started to eat. He who controls the food is king. And, you know, so all of these are opportunities in our daily life to prepare a dog, to start dog on protection training. We see so much about biting that we lose sight that this other stuff is way more. As a matter of fact, you know, there's channels out there that I'm watching that it's all about the bite, and they got old dogs, a year old and older, that they can't even get the toy out of the dog's mouth. You know, just totally just neglected and skipped any sort of impulse control and obedience, and that's, you know, really sad to see that kind of stuff, because I just don't know what it's like to have a dog of those ages that won't let go of something when I tell it to let go. And you shouldn't either if you're wanting a protection dog for your home, for your car, for whatever the case may be. So it starts with the raising and hobo training, and there's so many opportunities, and then the games that we're playing, right? We're using a spring pole. A lot of people can't get their dog on a spring pole. That's fine. I haven't found a dog that won't chase a jolly ball or chase a flirt pole, right? You can use those two things. So then these games that we're playing, we're developing prey drive, and we're working the dogs in prey drive when we're doing these games, for sure. These games are good for developing coordination, especially the flirt pole, right? Mouth, you're teaching the dog to bite, to punch, and to hit a moving target, right? So there's a lot of skills in prey drive that we can do through these games. But what also is what we're instilling is the off switch, where we're telling our dog, whether it's chasing whatever it is, to stop in mid chase and to either go in a down position, or even better, to have them come back to heel, and then releasing them again on the spring pole or whatever the toy is, right? So all of this to me is protection training, and all of this can start when the puppy's really, really little. So to me, this is all when I think the problem is when we hear protection training, we think bite work, right? And we see so much of, you know, that's all there is to the program. And man, there's a lot more to a dog than that. As a matter of fact, that's the least of our worries and our concerns. So, you know, start your dog out early in protection work, and it starts with the impulse control and the handling skills, right? So your dog, you should be able to call your dog off of anything, right? When you tell your dog no, leave it regardless of what it is, another dog in heat, it just doesn't matter what it is. Your dog should obey. It doesn't have to necessarily be real military, you know what I mean, or like at a show or something like that, but you should have, you know, within a few seconds of you telling a dog to let loose of something, it should let loose of it, regardless of what it is. Your dog shouldn't be running off, right? When you tell your dog to stay, it should stay. When you tell your dog to come, it should come. And I think those are real essential right there. You know, no means no. Come and stay, you know, and your dog should be able to do those things. It before you're doing serious antagonizing work, where we're then going to start to really develop the dog in defensive drive and strengthen defensive drive in the dog. You got about a year and a half years worth of work before any of this goes on. And we haven't done any like bite work in that we've had sleeves and stuff like that. The bite work that we've done is through the flirt pole, through burlap sacks, through the spring pole, right? Those kind of things we've been doing bite work with our dog in prey drive. Jolly ball isn't so much bite work because they can't get their mouth on it, but the other things are we're teaching agility, we're teaching coordination, strength. If you can get your dog on a spring pole, then you're also developing a lot of incredible power as well, which isn't always necessarily needed when these dogs come pretty stock like that. So, you know, all of that to me is protection dog training. And so the agitation part doesn't start until the dog's over a year old. But a 6-month-old, 8-month-old, year-old dog, when you give it the word, you know, should come to some sort of attention to be looking for a bad guy, right? A little growling, a little barking. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to not start a dog in that. And again, you use the natural environment, the natural inclinations to work with the dog to be able to turn it on and then turn it off by inserting your word when it naturally goes into defensive drive. So all of that starts very, very young. Then later, you know, we're going to have our bad guy use a sack to do a little bit of bite work and to give a little reward and tension relief on a sack, not a sleeve or a suit or anything like that. But we're going to mostly do muzzle work where the dog is going to engage the guy and be striking him while in a muzzle. But that comes, you know, like I said, your dog will be a year and a half old before they're getting their first bumps in a muzzle. But so I hope that answers that question. When do you start protection training with a dog?